Out on the blacktop of systems, fallout wages war.
Choice but to respect me now. size. I see two sides, proof wise. Takashi, the modern norm, yin yang and true lies. Triple X, rest well, a bunch of little chests well. MAGA hat, blackfish, you wear this nigga's kick still. Two face, I see two face, real fake, still take, rob cheap, anything to stack cake. That weight, heavy on the shoulder till the levee break. Ready bake, crack a pure, or couture, Gucci hate. Niggas put they clothing great, so you overlook mistake. Undefeated record in the ring, but got zero taste. You thugathoner.com's in reality. A victim, you a casualty, a never ending tragedy. Life's real and exposed phonies. Spin the wheel, take a look how many still homies. Spider sensory can sense you lame tendencies. You claim friend to me, please keep the same energy.
When you wanna wave, it is gon' drown. Just for those who talk when I'm not around. Just keep that same energy when you see me, dawg. It ain't easy when you wear the crown. No, it ain't easy tryna hold it down. When you on your way up, they wanna bring you down. When I'm up, I bring it back around. Got no choice but to respect me now.
Stand on my square, since a child I've been aware. Got louder through the years, got proud to conquer fears. Shed tears, rose up, took the L, adjust the focus. Master plan put in motion, now watch me part the ocean. Catch young Nats, schooling them, basic training, maneuvering. Decolonize, rebooting them, the sound wave recruiting them. I'm just doing what I know, God, rearranging protons. Honey by my side, dance the soca. Smoking like I know, Jah, free the mind. Seize the dollar, steam divine. Keep my peace between the lines. Feed the seeds with proper time. Hold the scripts inside the moleskin. The rising action's potent. The climax is soaking. Quarter million for the whole thing. The real art is priceless. The paper said ISIS. Information came over games with the dices.
With the dices. When you wanna wave, it is gon' drown. Just for those who talk it when I'm not around. Just keep that same energy when you see me, dawg. It ain't easy when you wear the crown. No, it ain't easy tryna hold it down. When you on your way up, they wanna bring you down. When I'm up, I bring it back around. You got no choice but to respect me now.
What's up, Boston? This is your DJ A-Ball. What is going on? The LFOD Syndicate officially in the house. We got a new schedule coming up. We are going to be airing at 9 p.m. every Tuesday night, as we are doing so now. Finally behind Skybar again, back in our rightful spot. and it's an honor to come after his show. Shout out to Skybar. He plays some great rock and roll. If y'all were listening before, and so we're gonna kick it off with LFOD Radio. I gotta apologize. Last week we were very dodgy with our audio a bit. It was a bit mixed up, and we didn't even get to finish the episode of Najee Janie for y'all. So we got the rest of that episode playing right now. We're gonna play the last 10 minutes for y'all, and then after that we're gonna kick into our beatboxing special. Yeah, we're talking Decoy and Rip. Yeah, so we're going to get going to that. And you're listening to WMFO Medford, and this is LFOD Radio.
I don't think that she knows what she does to me. Yeah, I don't think that she knows how I feel about herself.
Sorry about that, folks. We are having some trouble with some wire connections. But I'm going to get it played for y'all. Just got it fixed. Once again, apologies. And this is, by the way, that was Zola, but she knows. Shout out to Cambridge. Cambridge in the house. Yeah, she's making some good music. Check her out on Spotify. And yeah, this is LFOD Radio.
You're listening to LFOD Radio.
Yo, what's up? This is Decoy, and this is a big shout out to LFOD Radio.
You are now tuned in to LFOD Radio, Live Free or Die. I am your host, Uncle Sam, and tonight I'm about to be joined by Choppa the Beatboxer and Decoy. This panel was actually inspired by a convo with Choppa. He reached out about having a beatbox cypher. He meant having MCs rap over his beatboxing. I took it to mean getting a bunch of beatboxers together to talk about the craft. And here we are. So I was familiar with him from Rec Shop and some other events. Decoy, we met via Hershey. And he's ranked as one of the top 8 beatboxers in America and is the CEO of Beatbox Talk, a platform for beatboxers and battles. Rocking out with these guys shortly. If you're listening on the broadcast, you can hear past episodes on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Stitcher, LFODradio.com, and pretty much any other podcast app. Subscribe there to get new episodes right away. Whoa. You're going to want to subscribe on YouTube too, because you're going to want to see these guys go out. You're going to want to see these guys go off after. They're going to be... Well, we don't quite know yet, but we're about to find out what they're going to be doing. And you can hit us up at LFOD Radio or LFOD Life on Facebook. And as always, shout out to our patrons and the Record Co. for having us here. We're going to get into some new music, and we'll be back with Choppa and Decoy after this.
Well. Lord, kid going for the big bag with my lord. Did went from cutting people grass to serving peach bags. Hating niggas from the past just trying to keep me back. Nick, I don't need that. Nick, I just need racks till this music work out. Plus shipping me pack. Frontin' thinking that they getting me back. Man, they getting me hip. They just getting me mad. Man, you can get with me. Nature boy in the city. On stage every night like I'm touring in my city. Hurt me how they did Nipsey. I'm in the foreign with the glizzy. Sunday fresh from brunch. Fucking on shorty from the city. I ain't waiting no more. Kicking down the door. Kicking down the door. So kicking down the door. Everybody laid down. Everybody on the floor. Body on the floor. Bodies on the floor. I ain't waiting no more. Man, I'm kicking down the door. Kicking down the door. So kicking down the door. Everybody laid down. Everybody on the floor. Body on the floor. Hey, bodies on the floor. Man, I've been a dog. Now it's a kid involved. Bigger bills involved. I gotta lift the bar. Bad, bad from Senegal. But we don't get involved forever. Bad, I need a bigger car. But I got a bigger cause. I ain't feeling y'all. Lot of feelings, huh? You ain't reveal them, huh? Man, I'm too real for y'all. Scary hours, boo, boo. Man, I feel for y'all. You ain't prepared at all. Now you all dead and gone. I ain't waiting no more. Kicking down the door. Kicking down the door. Kicking down the door. Everybody laid down. Everybody on the floor. Body on the floor. Bodies on the floor. I ain't waiting no more. Man, I'm kicking down the door. Kicking down the door. Kicking down the door. Everybody laid down. Everybody on the floor. Body on the floor. Bodies on the floor.
Whoa.
All right, so we just had a bunch of music there. Artists, send us your clean records at submissions@lfodradio.com. That's how we get it all. We are back right now with Chop of the Beatboxer.
Yes, sir.
And Decoy.
So, man.
Decoy, you came with the... Like, you were dripping more than I expected.
Right? I'm slacking over here.
Gotta come prepared, man.
Can we talk about this?
Yeah, of course. So I got this custom made right before American Champs last year. I got the Beatbox Talk logo, which we'll get into later. And then here's like Esh, which is like a common phrase in the beatbox community. There's not really an explanation exactly for it, but I got my stage name right here.
Word.
Dope.
So I know a rapper named Esh, but I don't think either of us knew that it was a beatbox thing.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't mean it. It's just like a...
Yeah, it's just like a... like. I don't even know what to compare it to, like, yo, or like, I don't know.
Is it a greeting?
It's like, I'm pretty sure it's like they turned the snare sound into like a word.
Okay.
And it just became like popular.
Word.
Yeah.
So it's just like one of those beatbox lingos. Like, if you know about beatbox and you see that, it's like, I know what's up.
Dude, this is what we're here to do, learn.
Exactly.
One thing lost I realized art. Is like, I don't know a ton about the beatbox scene, so I'm hoping to learn and then have other people learn at the same time.
Nice.
Yeah.
We all got the black and white memo at least, though.
Right,
everyone's
right.
Doing that on some level. So nice. Everyone tuned in, you got to watch the videos if you want to understand any of this. So, and Choppa, congrats to you on taking the BAMS Fest stage.
Oh yeah,
last summer.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and hopefully I'll be on there again this year.
That's what's up. Yeah, dude, your name is definitely buzzing in Boston. We reached out for suggestions for this panel.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you knew you had started it, but I had to start adding other than Choppa because that kept being the response.
Nice.
So, and I wanted to ask about that right off rip because a lot of beatboxers are heavy on Instagram.
Right.
Yours is private.
Right.
I get why.
Right.
And you seem like you move around mostly offline.
Yeah.
So how do you go about getting your name out like that?
And that's a great question because like in this day and age, everything's about, you know, social media. But I've been doing this a long time. Like I was having a conversation with my homie right here outside and I was telling him I was beatboxing since the MySpace days.
Okay.
And I was getting shows literally off MySpace. Like I would network. This was back when, you know, it was first coming out. It was on the rise. And I used to go to any open mic. I'd find any colleges that had budgets because that's where I knew colleges had budgets. Like, I had to move different back then. Like, it was a different grind. It was a different mindset. But, like, even now, doing all that in the past has created this path for me now where I can just, you know, say, yo, what's up? You got this event. Can I hop on? They're like, oh yeah, Choppa, we could definitely throw him on. You know what I mean? It's just like I built a rapport and I call it word of mouth. You know what I mean? No pun intended.
Yeah. That's what's up because it's like on the flip side, Decoy is super active online.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you even created your own platform for beatboxers.
Yeah.
I have to ask, so I was reading your bio. So you're top 8 in America. Where does that come from?
So there's the American Beatbox Championships that happen every year. They actually recently just happened in Brooklyn, November 9th, I think that weekend. So I placed top 8 there. I passed the elimination stage first, which is online. And then they select the top 32 beatboxers. They do a live elim at the actual event. And then they pick the top 16 to battle it out, and you know, then it goes top 8, top 4, finals, etc. So I won my first battle after I passed the live elims, and that got me into top 8. I did the same last year, so
okay,
yeah, top 8 twice now.
Hopefully. So you are definitely top 8.
Dope.
That's at a minimum, you know. Before we get too deeper into stuff, I am curious about beatbox talk.
Yeah.
So it seems like It's a battle platform, maybe more than that as well.
Yeah. So I made it about 2 years ago on a platform called Discord, which was originally like a voice platform for gamers to like connect and like play with each other. But slowly like music servers started popping up, and there was a platform called Human Beatbox that started a server back in 2016 after we gathered with them in the 2016 American Champs. And we talked with each other and we were like, this is a really good idea. We can connect with beatboxers a lot better when live events aren't happening. And so they popped up their own server. I helped out there for a little bit. I slowly like rose up on the ranks there, and their activity slowly died out because they're really busy with other avenues of Human Beatbox. They're like a big news. They're kind of like the main news area for beatboxing. They write articles and stuff online. So they were busy with that, and yeah, like the Discord slowly was, you know, too hard for them to control. So it slowly died out, and I was like, okay, we need to make a new beatbox server, one that I can run fully and have more control over because I have the time to dedicate to it. And boom, the Beatbox Talk Discord popped up.
And then now it's, you just had the competitions on there. And
Yeah.
So I have one more question about that. And then, so I know you said you competed online and then went to compete in real life. Is it possible? So I noticed Beatbox Talk was online, totally the competition.
Yeah.
Is it possible today to just exist online as a beatboxer, or is there a jump to the stage that's got to happen?
Yeah, there really are. I actually started live. I didn't go on the online scene first. Like, I knew about it, but I was just beatboxing at home when I was young. I was a lot younger than most people there. So I just like was too nervous to talk to people. I thought I was going to get judged, etc. But you know, now there are platforms like TikTok and Vine, and there are beatboxers who don't go to live events at all, right, and that are just making videos, getting millions of views, and yeah, it's working for them.
Word. So you're a battler. Do you battle at all?
I do here and there. I've definitely have. There's actually a pretty good battle between me and Honeycomb on YouTube. It's from a while back, but it's a pretty good battle. And no, there's like no winner because we're both so different.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
That's where like even me and him, I know our styles are completely different. He comes from the battling scene, the everything what he's seen because he's younger. He's seen different than what I've seen. I grew up on the Rozelle thing and,
right,
you know what I mean? Different beatboxes. But we know as beatboxers where it all started from, and we all, you know, have a respect for each other, you know what I mean, at the end of the day. That's why beatboxing is like, it's a lost art, but if you're in it, it's a whole new world. It's a whole new world.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, it gets, it's crazy. Like, humanbeatbox.com, Swiss Beatbox. There's just so many beatbox platforms, and I'm glad he's doing something about it around here, because we need stuff like that, you know what I mean? I need to connect with you after this so we can get on that platform.
That's what this is about.
Sure. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I was wondering about the different styles, because I know from just real, like actual beat battles, like there's certain producers who, there's a type of beat that wins at battles, mm-hmm, and then there's a type of beat that an MC wants to get on.
Right, exactly.
That's the thing. So.
It's all hip hop too at the end of the day.
So you said that I'm going to jump ahead because I had a question about that. It seems to me, like, obviously the roots are in the cypher, like hip hop roots definitely at the core.
Yeah.
Do y'all feel like when you're out of the cypher, is it like its own thing now, or do you still feel connected to that community and that culture?
I mean, like, what do you mean as in like when we're having a cypher?
No, like once you're out of that, like if I'm looking at, you know, someone on Human Beatbox, I'm not familiar with
it. Right.
But like, do you, so you obviously, you say you're very into, you came up with the Rozelle with that side.
Yeah.
Do you still feel like the kids coming up on your thing have that connection?
I'd say most, not really. I think I actually am a lot closer than most people my age right now. Like, I love hip hop. Like old school hip hop is my favorite genre, and I take a lot of influence. And to be honest, I don't even know if my style is meant for battling. I just need it. I needed to tweak it more for battling. And yeah, it's just a different thing for sure. Yeah.
Word.
See, that's again what I'm saying. Like, we got to remember, you know, beatboxing, where it originated from, hip hop. It was when, you know, the DJ wasn't around, MC needed a beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, that element came from hip hop. So, like, this, like you're saying before, like, there's people that start beatboxing, like, just in front of a camera and don't even realize, like, I don't know what it's like now. I don't know if people don't know who Rozelle is and they're still beatboxing. Like,
yeah,
it's like the new rappers, like how they don't know who Biggie is and Tupac is, but they
know them, but maybe they, not Rakim, you know?
Right.
Exactly.
But like, I don't know, beatboxing, it has its weird place at the same time, but it's a big place.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's because it's expanding to so many other genres besides hip hop. That's making it, like, maybe slowly drift away. And there's not as many events right now that are really combining the two art forms together. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't really have, like, rap beatbox battles. There's a few that exist, but, like, there's not that many, especially in the U.S. Like, there's no established battle where those two art forms really mix.
Yeah. True.
And now you have genres like, you know, drum and bass, like, grime, trap, et cetera. And, you know, it's a whole different world now. You know, I'd love to definitely keep that connection with hip hop, and I think it'll definitely develop slowly as there's more money put into the beatbox scene. That's definitely one of the things that the scene's working on right now. It's like getting the sponsors, et cetera.
Do you think some of that is on, like, MCs and other people who are curating these events to, like, reach out to y'all, though?
You that's a great question, because, like, I would have to remind people, like, yo, you should use me for this, or, you know what I mean? When it should be, like, them reaching out to add a little something to their set, you know what I mean? But, like, that doesn't really happen, and it should.
Yeah. It's, like, not as many people are looking for the raw, like, human sound.
Yeah.
Like, and they're not, like, looking into it, because compared to, like, 10 years ago to now, people are getting really close to making their beats sound, like, pretty realistic. It's getting a hard to tell for some beatboxers.
Seriously. Because the technology now, and the thing is about beatboxing, we're hands-on. So, like, obviously we're going to go in the studio and do a little clicking. When I might not be like an engineer, but we know how to get the job done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just because we know sound. That's the big thing about being a beatboxer. You know sound. You know rhythm. You know, it's very particular.
So, do you guys have placements on records? Do any of you have MCs? Like,
I have a track with ST-NAC and Purpose on their Seven Gems album, where we did like an interlude where we were all, like, it sounded like we was outside and they seen me and like they called me over, and then I just stopped beatboxing and they did like a cypher outside. But in reality, I just went in the studio, beatboxed for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Left. About a few months later, I heard this masterpiece, and I'm like, whoa, you know what I mean? It's just, it's pretty dope, but like, yeah, I had a few features here and there.
Yeah, I don't have any right now. I'm like, I live in a suburb of Boston, and, you know, there's hip hop is not really a thing where I live right now.
That's
and also,
wild.
Yeah. Just at my age, like, nobody,
crazy.
I don't have people to connect with. Like, yeah. I need to get closer to the city. And as I get older, I'm going to make the move that's closer to the city to connect with people.
Yeah, you're still relatively young.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you are young.
I need to graduate high school first.
Yeah. Relative isn't even the word. Yeah. So if people do want to connect with you now, though, where do they get you at? What's the best way?
You can DM me on Instagram, send an email. My Instagram's Decoy Beatbox, DKOY Beatbox, one word, no spaces.
What about you?
Chopper the Beatboxer, Choppa, the with an A, Tha, Beatboxer with an A, Beatboxa.
Right.
On Instagram. So that's pretty much what I use. I don't really use anything else right now. That's IG's number one right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to think of even how many songs I knew that had beatboxes in them in general, and it's one hand I can name it all. But it used to be at the level Timbaland would do little beatboxes at the end of his songs and mix it in. Like, there's, it's sprinkled and stuff.
Yeah, and, yeah. It doesn't get enough light. It's always just a dash.
Yeah.
You always just get a dash. And that's like, I mean, it's up to, you know, people like us to keep that stuff going. You know what I mean? Like, making new music, making new sound, and creating these new avenues for beatboxes where they can make music, not just beatbox.
I hear that. So let me, while we're talking about that, can you talk, so you're talking a bit about, it seems like there's a lot of like weight on you guys to hold this thing up.
Right.
Like, what is, for someone who doesn't know what the scene is like what is the beatbox culture, if you could sum it up?
I mean, the beatbox culture is always what it's going to be, but you kind of got to create your own space in it at the same time, because it can be dead, and if you're not doing nothing, you know, it could be dead. Like, you growing up, wherever you grew up, you said the hip-hop scene isn't all there. It's not like you can go around the corner and find someone beatboxing. But like, I came up in Lynn. Right now there's always open mics going on. There's a nice community when it comes to music in my city right now with the local artists.
Yeah.
So like, it's a continuance. Like, I'm just lucky to grow up around that era, you know what I mean? And I know these people where I can do this. Whereas you have to kind of find it. You have to put yourself out there, create these platforms, you know, which is what we need.
Yeah.
Because like I said, it's up to people like us to keep the stuff going. And you creating that platform is huge. It's huge.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think like the culture right now is really battle driven, which I don't think is that healthy for our community in its growth path. Although like slowly, you know, more variety in the scene is growing. As you were talking about, like, songs with beatboxing being infused, they're actually slowly starting to pop up more and more.
Mm-hmm.
Some beatboxers made albums.
Yep.
Some names like Napalm. He's the American champ, Vice World champ. He has like an album where it's pretty much pure beatboxing with, you know, some EQing on there, and it sounds pretty nice. It has like over a million streams now on Spotify. So it's getting there. Yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds very like solo though. Like, are you guys clicking up a lot, or are you like, do you have mentors? Do you have like people you're locking in with, or is it kind of you go and try to fit in into a bigger puzzle where you can?
Well, like, it's like being a hip hop artist. You know what I mean? Like, everyone has their own lane, but when it's time to collab, it's time to collab, and where the right energies fit together,
yeah,
that's what happens. Like, that's why I like, you know, some people be like, oh man, if these two was together, oh, that would be so dope. And it ends up happening anyways, because just that's how the universe works, because that energy attracts each other. But
right,
like I said, it's just like hip hop artists. Like, we all have our solo thing, but like, where the energy is right, we'll collab. You know what I mean? And is unlimited when it comes to beatboxing, because you can collab with anyone.
Yeah.
Any two different sounds together are gonna sound crazy, you know what I mean? So
I'd say the one like upside to the beatbox scene right now is like the top of the top, the ones that are, you know, have the biggest outreach right now, at least for me. And like, I don't have a huge following right now, like nothing crazy. I can hit them up, you know, based off me doing pretty well in these battles. Like, they hear my name, since the community is smaller compared to like the rap scene. You know, yeah. A rapper couldn't just message Eminem and just like ask for feedback on a couple lines.
Yeah.
But I could like send a beat to, you know, one of the top beatboxers in the world, and they'd get back to me within a couple of days, you know.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah. 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 They're really humble right now.
Yeah, that's what I like about too, like the beatbox community. They're all humble at the end of the day. Don't matter who has titles and all that, because it all brings us together at the end of the day. And that's another thing I like about it too, where I really love about it, because it reminds me of like the b-boy battles, is that the skin color, it don't matter.
Yeah.
We never even look at that at all. We just come to respect the craft shake hands, and we gonna be friends at the end of this. Yeah, it's a battle, but you know, it is what it is. This is what we do, and we all here to do the same thing and have fun at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Word.
And it makes us happy at the end of the day. So, yeah. You know what I mean?
Just smiling, talking about it.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Like, this is something I imagined when I was a kid walking to school listening to Razzell, and then now I know Razzell, where, like he said, I can hit Razzell up and be like, yo, what's up? And he'll hit me back. You know what I mean? Fire. It's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, what's the point of making enemies with somebody before you even hear what can come out of their mouth?
Right.
Right.
There's no point.
No.
So before we get into this next song, for someone who's tuned in, they've been messing around at home, they got a few things, and they want to get out on the playground, you know, how would you recommend they get started?
In the shower. Just beatbox in the shower, yo.
Yeah. I'd say it's really weird. Like, the main social platform to stay up to date with events is Facebook.
Yeah.
For beatboxing. I don't know if a lot of scenes are really oriented on Facebook, but you know.
Sounds like a nightmare to me, man.
Yeah.
I don't. Facebook. I haven't had Facebook since 2012.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, get
but
out
nah,
to a live
I get
event.
It. Yeah. I get
but
it,
Facebook,
though. They have
so
a community.
Like, on Facebook.
Yeah, get out to a live event. Everyone's welcoming there. You know, that's the real scene online. You know, with Beatbox Talk, the scenes before that existed online were known to be, like, toxic and, like, because when you're hiding behind a screen, you're not worried about what someone's going to say to you, what you're going to say to somebody. But me coming from the live scene to the online scene, I can kind of moderate it in a way that we're almost still at a live event. So I think that's helped out with the growth of Beatbox Talk.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, the live events can be, I guess, intimidating, but you definitely got to... I mean, there's nothing that beats it in terms of, like, seeing what you got
and
sharpening up.
Right,
yeah.
So, like I said, I was trying to think of some records that have beatboxing in it, and Ack and Lif have that Fat-ish part two. So,
oh, word.
We're going to get into that. We'll be back after this. You're tuned into LFOD Radio.
And I said to myself,
self!
Check this out.
Superpowers, April showers for me till I take them down. We'll restore body that's going through some good now. Tired candy in my cup, sour patches, buffer up. Can I trust you? Can I tell you something that you want it out?
Just to wait, play with fate, maybe fatal trait. who's to say? Oh no, till too late.
Looking for love and all of these. From a chalice, from the west west shawty. I'm the best that shawty, I don't flip that shawty. Looking for love and all of these. Maybe the greatest they'll ever be, yeah. Down my head, okay, I ride. On the count of three, run back to me. Yeah, I got trophies, got no ID. Yeah, I got paper, nowhere to be. All is all, nothing's what it seems. Love is lost, catch me in your dream. Heart chopper, head down to a crotch. Pull it back.
We're back, LFOD Radio. We still got Chop of the Beatboxer,
yeah,
and Decoy with us. So, when did you decide, okay, this is what I do, this is how I express myself, I'm a beatboxer?
Well, for me, I mean, it was probably two different times where, like, you know, high school, there was a talent show. Me and my friend, we used to go by the name of Mr. Them, and we used to beatbox together. And, like, the reaction we got after the fact was, like, people were talking about it for, like, a week. I was like, what the hell? But when I went to, I lived in Florida for a little while after high school, and I did a show, a quick talent show, like, you know, anybody want to come up? $100 we're giving away, you know, come up, show your talent. It was in Daytona Beach in Florida. It was a car show. Funk Master Flex was there. LL Cool J was there. I call up to the stage and I do my thing, and I never got, like, that type of reaction before in my life. I had people coming up to me saying, yo, you're better than Rozelle. I was like, what? What are you talking about? Chill. You're saying too much right now. Nah. And then I was like, wait a minute. I was like, all this type of people coming up to me. I'm like, what the hell? I need to do this. Like, this is what I need to do. When I moved back over here, MySpace grind. That's when it started for me, man. That's when I knew I had to. I was like, I got to do this. And the reaction every time never changed.
Word.
Still to this day, it's the same reaction.
So I'm stoked for what's coming up here. Front row seat.
Hell yeah, you got it all up close and personal.
Man. Yeah. What about you, man?
Oh, it's hard. It's really hard to remember. Like, to be honest, I was seven, eight, maybe something like that. I have a video on YouTube when I was 10. Beatboxing. That's the first YouTube video you're gonna see of me. Yeah, like 2011 or 2012.
Something. Hold on, state your age so people know how old you are.
I'm 17 years old. I'll be 18 in January.
Word.
Yeah. I am now years old. Okay, I don't.
I noticed that.
Yeah, I saw that.
There was literally only this moment ever. So
exactly. There's no such thing as time. That's another
my
conversation.
Guy, we're on the same. Yeah,
but. You know, in Babylon age, I am 32.
Word.
Yeah, but I was like...
That's crazy. Wow.
I watched breakdancing videos. I knew I was doing something with breakdancing before beatboxing. Probably on YouTube, I saw like a recommended video off of a breakdancing video to a beatbox battle. And I remember one of the first beatbox battles that I saw is this guy named Darnie versus KrinFX.
Yeah.
And... you know, after that video, like, that's when beatboxing really stuck to me. There was, like, a really funny part where I think Darnie, I don't want to say the wrong person, but one of them brought out flowers and, like, gave it to the other person, like, went down on his knees. And it was just a really funny battle moment that, like, stuck in my head for a long time. And he's still my favorite beatboxer to this day. And now I, like, talk to him and, like, play games with him sometimes. And I met him in real life when I went to Poland in 2 years ago, which was another like checkpoint in my beatboxing. I went out of the country for the first time for beatboxing. I met all these European beatboxers, which is like the hub of the last like two decades.
Of course.
Like, Poland?
Not Poland, like Europe in general.
Yeah, Europe.
Poland's
yeah.
just become like a place where a lot of events are hosted because it's really cheap. So for a community like ours, a lot of people can get in all around Europe since it's near the center and it's just really cheap. So renting out venues is great.
Yeah. I love it. It's international.
Whole new world.
Yeah.
Whole new world, I'm telling you.
Yo, that's fire too. Like one ill thing y'all have going for you is like, I feel like folks your age, like you can just make stuff happen so fast. Like if you want it, you can, just me thinking about being 15 and getting flown to do, I barely knew what I wanted to do when I was 15. But if you have any idea, like early now, you can just go. Yeah,
just
get
pursue it.
And it's wild.
And focus on it. And there's a platform. You just, there's technology, you know what I mean? It's just, it's all there.
Yeah.
What you gonna do with it? Like,
yeah.
So that being said, what are your goals as a beatboxer?
Ooh, good question. You know, right now I'm just trying to establish as many like avenues, you know, with beatbox talk, having like the online battles, eventually getting like cash prize battles as a way to, you know, get beatboxers online to maybe get the money to travel to live events, because that's like a big problem. A lot of online beatboxers, they're younger. They don't have the money to make it to live events, or their parents won't let them, etc. If they can show their parents that, hey, you know, I just got $100 for winning this battle, that's how you slowly shift your parents' view on it. And that's how I've slowly shifted it. For those who don't know, like, my parents are immigrants. I'm first gen. They came from Russia.
Okay.
So, you know, they come from a Soviet background, and they're... For me to do something like beatboxing, it's really different. And for them to accept that in the beginning was really tough. And they still haven't really accepted it. I'm just focusing tunnel vision on these beatbox goals. And slowly, as I accomplish more and more, they become, you know, more acceptable. And I mean, they let me go to Poland.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to say they're not supportive to an extent.
Right.
They absolutely are, more than a lot of others. But, you know, there's a lot of barriers that I had to break through in that sense. So to answer your actual question, there's just a lot to talk about. With beatbox talk, host battles, and eventually go to the live battle scene through the money we can get through beatbox talk. We have like a big Patreon support. So we're going to get to live events. And I want to make a beatbox curriculum, like a written out 12-week course, and hopefully get that put up. And, you know, that will help the progress of people trying to learn it become a lot faster and do live gigs. There's a lot of stuff. There's a whole array, but I want to do it all.
I love it.
You don't even know what is going to happen, but it's going to happen.
Yeah. I'm excited now.
Yeah.
That's dope, man. Keep doing your thing.
So what about you, man? What are your goals? Like, why do you do this?
I mean, I just, like, it makes me feel good, that reaction that I get coming off stage, and just people are just like blown away. And it's just like, I love beatboxing because it's a lost art, but then that's like almost the reason why I don't like it. Like, I never not like it, but I'm saying, like, in a figuratively speaking, like, that's why I don't like it, because it's a lost art. Like, how do not people don't know about this?
Right.
I have to like ask the crowd, like, how many people know about beatboxing? Only like a few people's hands go up and they're like, what?
Right.
it's crazy. That's why, like, but I love it, because, like, you know, I can wake people up to it at the same time, you know, and you never know, like, who's watching. A little kid could be watching and he hears it, and then all of a sudden he wants to beatbox just from hearing me, you know what I mean? Like, I would love to hear that, like, later down the line, just, like, some kid tell me, or a younger cat coming up to me, like, yo, I used to listen to you, and,
word.
Yo, you influenced me, like, you know what I mean? Like, that right there is, like, kind of why I do it, you know what I mean? And the goal at the end of the day is, like, I want to make music, but, like, I'm such a perfectionist that, like, I haven't came out with something, like, on a solo project yet.
Word.
Like, I'm always open for features, always, but, like, I want my project to be, like, right, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't want it to be, like, some beatbox. And like, I hear what's out right now, like you said, like, the beatboxing loop producing thing is on the rise, and then just, like, you can't even tell it's beatboxing, but, like, Like, I just want to make sure everything's, like, perfect. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to take a minute. Like, I probably won't come up with a project for, like, at least another year. Like, because I know, like, it's got to be right. You know what I mean?
You know, at a certain point, you just got to let it go, though, right?
No, yeah, yeah.
I know
yeah.
a lot of artists that, like, yeah. never put anything out.
No, there. No, I understand.
It's never going to be right to you, but
exactly.
someone else
exactly, exactly, exactly. But that's why I got to test the waters, too, at yeah. the same time, you know. A little five-track something, you know
right.
what I mean? Like, a little mixtape or something, just so people can get a gist of, like, what's the sound that we're gonna hear, you know what I mean? Like, cause I do like to rap too.
Okay.
But like, I don't like to rap because everyone else raps.
Yeah.
But like, you know, it's like, all right, if I'm gonna rap, I gotta make sure that's different from everybody else. And
yeah, yeah.
you know, it's crazy. And like, and it's tough for like Boston artists cause we never had our own sound.
Yeah.
I mean, Joyner right now, Token right now, they have their sound, but like it's influenced sound.
Yeah,
it's not like it's been a while since we've had like a poppin' original artist. Like,
I don't think this comes up a decent amount here. I really don't know if Boston like is supposed to have a sound or if it
right.
will. I think like the strength is that people are pretty good. You can get all the different flavors here and there's
right.
someone who's that's sort of mastered each one.
Like an influence sound. That's what I mean. Yeah. But like it's hard to like, you know, have that thing where it's like, wow, that person's that different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's tough. Like, that's why I want to be that guy. You know what I mean? I kind of want to be that guy. Like, he's beatboxing, he's doing this, he's doing that, and doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's performing, like,
it'd like, be dope to hear you beatbox, then rap on it.
Yeah.
Right.
If you got a loop pedal, you could do
I have
it live,
it.
So you already know.
I already yeah. have. Yeah, that's
you
what I mean.
Know.
Yeah, I already, okay. like, I've done it, like, not to, like, a whole song track level, but, like, I do shows now where it's, like, straight vibe. Like, I'll have a singer with me, or like a rapper, we just all just do a soul cipher, we call it.
Word.
And it's and it comes out dope every time.
I got
every
some
time.
I want to plug you in with some people after this.
Oh yeah.
So it's dope to hear you guys like where you guys come at it from.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, you know, we talked about someone who wants to get out there and do it, and you were talking about putting together curriculum too. So I'm putting you on the spot here.
Word.
Someone's, they're listening, they've got rhythm, they've got their basic drum kit figured out. What's a gem you could drop for them to take it to the next level?
Repetition and breath control, I would say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay. This is a gem. This is a gem right
okay.
here.
Okay.
Talk to him.
Okay, so... you have your drum kit, right? But a lot of people, when they're beatboxing, they don't see their minds as like a DAW. They don't see their mind as like FL Studio or, you know, Ableton or whatever okay. they're producing on. And within those kinds of like softwares, you have all those knobs you can tweak on those sounds. You can uh-huh. change the pitches. You can change like small details. And to really differentiate your style from others, it's really in those details what you do, because you could have a kick, but you could pitch it a certain way that nobody else pitches it.
Yeah.
And now that's your kick, you know?
Okay.
Don't focus at them as just individual sounds. There's a whole like scale you can make. Like you don't just do scales with melodies. You can pitch your hi-hats, you can pitch your kicks. Like producers see that, but beatboxers for some reason, and when I was younger, I also never really thought of it like that. So yeah, just the details is what matters.
Yeah, don't limit yourself. Like, that's dope that you look at it like that.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Dude, I love that.
Yeah.
Yo, sign up for his course.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, it's when you can break stuff down, like, in that sense, when you can make it, like, so, like, a three-year-old can understand it, that's when you're wise. You yeah. know what I mean? Like, that's dope. That's awesome.
So, I come from a drumming background, and I got a little beatbox. I got a little, you know, something going on.
Everyone can beatbox. I'm telling you.
There's... I know, like, drumming, there was like a, there in every craft, there's like that one piece that you're smashing your head against, and once you break through that, like, it's open and you're free. Like,
right.
What was the hardest piece for you to get down, and for you, like, what was the thing when you were learning that, like, you just couldn't get past for a minute?
I would say, I don't know, it's tough, because, like, I'm usually, like, I'll mimic a sound and I'll be able to just do it. But, like, there's some sounds still I don't have to this day that I want to learn, and I just probably need the right person to teach me.
Yeah.
I've never looked at anyone to teach me, because I've always taught myself.
Okay.
So I would always just listen. You know, noise is nothing but, you know, frequency and vibration.
Right.
It's just, like, you got to match that frequency and vibration and that tone. And I used to always, like, mimic people's voices if they had, like, a funny voice, or, you know, just do any little thing, and that's what works.
So for you're me. Like a sampler. He's tweaking the knobs. You're sampling.
Exactly.
Okay.
I would say that too. Yeah. I know. Even though we haven't even heard us yet, I think you're on point with that one.
Okay.
Straight up.
Yeah. I remember, like, this is recent, like, just now, pretty much, this barrier that I'm slowly getting through. I don't even know if I can say I'm fully through it yet, and that's creating, like, routines.
Okay.
So I always freestyled. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, I was self-taught, too, for many, many years, and, like, that beatboxer that I mentioned, Darnie, my favorite one, I eventually got a lesson with him. And that was one of the things that he told me, like, all that, the knob tweaking, wow. that kind of perspective, and that just shifted a lot for me. So for me, it's like the routine part, freestyling is cool, but being able to repeat something, like, the exact same way more than once, that's when you truly perfected it. That's how you get really ready for a battle. Like, at the American Champs this year, I was still freestyling, like, most of it.
Okay.
And, you know, that's why I think I lost at the point where I did. I think I could have gone even further than where I did if I had, like, routines fully set. And I had a few, but I didn't have enough to do it every single round.
Yeah.
And I think at the level that beatboxing is getting to now, you need to know what you're doing exactly, like, to the point. Because if you don't know, you might just drop flow. And then, you know, you can just tell who's practiced what they're doing more than the other person. Yeah, and a routine is the best proof of that.
All right. So before we hear you guys, because, like, I'm getting antsy, like, I just want to skip these questions.